Well, good evening again. Live streaming audience. We are just so delighted to be with you again. And we are definitely excited about the things of God and what's going on in the kingdom of God and the good news that we have to share. And we're just so glad you could tune us in once again. Hallelujah, because Jesus is still on the throne at the right hand of God, for he has conquered the enemy, the devil, forever. He has been defeated, and we have been raised up together with him. I want to share with you tonight on this thought. The Lord brought this up in my spirit, and the thought of the subject that we'll be talking about tonight. If Satan and his workers, demons, evil spirits, if they had known, he would not have, or they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. If he had known what I'm about to share with you tonight, if he had known what this would take place, he never would have crucified Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2, 7 and 8. Listen to this. Reading from the King James. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they had known this, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now listen to what 1 Corinthians 6, 17 says. But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. See, he didn't know that was going to happen, that we would be joined to the Lord and become like God. See, he had tangled with God before. He tried to dethrone God. And Jesus said in Luke Gospel, I beheld Satan falling like lightning. And so he knew he was no match for God. So he wanted to come in this world where God had created a man, create this world for us to live and enjoy the blessing of God forever and ever and ever and ever. And to live in the divine favor of God. And so through deception, Eve was deceived, and Adam wouldn't stand up and take his place and stop him. But he didn't know that this secret, this mystery, that we would one day be joined to the Lord and become one spirit with God. Hallelujah. If Satan had known that this was going to happen, he never would have crucified the Lord of glory. So what did happen in Christ's death on the cross? Was he just another man killed on the cross? Listen to what Isaiah says. Isaiah 53, 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, what did God do? See, he didn't know that God would provide a second and a last Adam, a sacrificed lamb, that he could lay on us all of our sins and remove those sins, remove that from us, and they could be paid off where they can never exist again between God and us. He didn't know that was going to take place. So God did it. He provided. Isaiah prophesied about this, that God would provide himself a lamb, a sacrificed lamb that would take away the sins of the world. And when he did, he removed sin, sickness, and disease, and all the work of the devil. They were totally defeated by Jesus. Hallelujah. And because he got the victory over the devil, we were freed from his control. We were ransomed. We were redeemed. We were brought back to God. And God brought us back and made us new again, made us new and joined us to him again. And we became the body of Christ. And now we are Christ's body. We are Jesus' body. And so in doing so, and David caught a glimpse of this or got revelation of this, and this is what he wrote in Psalm 103. Now listen to this. This is what he wrote in Psalm 103, starting with verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Notice, forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity? How many? All thine iniquity. Who healeth all thy diseases? There's not a disease that Jesus didn't heal when he walked this earth. There's not a disease existing in this earth, on this earth. There's not a disease that Jesus hadn't already healed, gotten the victory over. And through the blood of the Lamb and through our testimony,